this stage of the preseason?
No, it's a real good opportunity. So, but the answer is yes, we'd like to have everybody healthy. But there's kind of two kind of opportunities in training camp. There's the one where you're fighting for your life to make the team because you're right there. And the other, especially for young players, and I can say it, maybe all three of them or all four of them are in this boat. Their games have gotten better. They're getting some experience and a comfort level. Whether they played here or not, they come back to camp the next year or partway through the year if they get the call up with a whole different experience level. They feel good about it. And the coaches get to see them. And now what it does is our camp gets smaller. We can get out to them as individuals more, do video one-on-one with them. We don't have 50 guys here, which is tough to do. So there's a lot of good things about these young guys playing. Sure, we'd like to be healthy. But I think on our list of injuries, I mean, I'm very confident that if nothing gets set back, that everybody's going to be available for us at the start of the season and maybe Saturday as well.
Mark wouldn't offer, or he said he just came in and saw it that way, but I couldn't help but notice that he was beside Blake in the dressing room. Now, was that by design, or how did that come to you?
Well, training camp seating is first on games, because we don't have enough room to put everybody in the room, and you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Why does that guy get in? We just strictly do it on games played in the National Hockey League, unless you were a regular for us all here last year, you get your seat. And then I don't like going around the room to three different places to talk to the same people, you know. So I like the DL on one side of the ice because, you know, you got three guys over there and you're mad at your D. You're yelling at three guys instead of eight. So we put all our D on one side. And for me, after that, part of it's superstition. You'll get a guy that, he loves sitting in that seat. We leave him there, and then we just try to herd them together so that I don't have to bounce around the room when I'm talking to people.
With that line, obviously, Mark's a young guy. Evander's still relatively young, even though he has a lot of NHL experience. How much do you lean on a guy like Blake, who's been in the league longer, to kind of help motivate or just, you know, mentor?
Well, that's what leaders do. You know, Evander's a different cat in that he and Zach Bogosian are young, but they've got a lot of experience. So I don't really even, maybe young in their age, but they got a lot of time. Mark's a real mature man, so they don't have to go to Blake for the kind of help of navigating an NHL season. But the veteran presence in terms of work ethic, Blake's, you know, fantastic, but neither Evander or Mark have a problem with that. So I when I look at that line, I don't look at Blake as the elder statesman there helping these two young guys. I look at three guys trying to get better together. So Mark's a very, very mature young man, and what he's going to do this year, and I put Jacob Trouba in that group too. They're just going to get experience. So, I we have expectations certainly of improvement. I know they have that feeling, but I think we've all seen players come back. You know, they're only coming back 4 or 5 months later. Not that much has changed in their lives. They're a lot stronger. They've got some experience, different comfort level. But I'm not looking for those guys to go from where they were last year to 50, 60 goal seasons. I just like to see them get better.
And what kind of responsibility would you put on a guy like Evander Kane to kind of create that chemistry? You can't just assume it's going to happen on the ice. It has to be off the ice as well. What kind of responsibility would you put on Evander to make sure he is gelling with
33% of it. All right? He's got a third piece of that, no more, no less. They've got to work together, and that's true of every line. They spent a lot of time together in practice, a lot of time on the walls talking before and after about their game. I think they realize what it could be. It's going to take us a while to get it there, that chemistry when you're not speaking but you're just moving on the ice and you know where the other guy's going. That takes time. The willingness is there with the three men.